Kellogg's Pep. The super delicious cereal presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding... More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, defender of law and order, champion of equal rights, valiant, courageous fighter against the forces of hate and prejudice. Today is Clark Kent. He is on the trail of the man known as Carl Schroeder, certain that he now has possession of the 10 precious teeth of jade. We'll join him in a moment, but right now, here's a word from Dan McCullough.
You know, gang, in school, you learn that the sun is so many miles from the earth and things like that. But if you'll ask Mom what sunshine means to you, she'll tell you, for one thing, how it makes good old vitamin D that helps build strong bones and teeth. She'll also tell you that you get your daily minimum need of that important sunshine vitamin D in your breakfast bowl full of Kellogg's Pep, plus more than twice as much of an energy vitamin, B1, as in sun-ripened whole wheat. And, of course, you know how sunny and golden toasted Pep tastes. And now that there's a new second series of comic buttons to collect, well, that's another reason why you'll want to go all out on Kellogg's Pep from now on. And you'll get a chuckle out of the characters in this new second series of Pep comic buttons, too. Old favorites like Hans and Fritz and Popeye and Superman himself. Their pictures are done up in full colors, red and blue and black and yellow. So how's about reminding Mom to get you some more Kellogg's Pep? Because that's the only way you can get these exciting buttons. Don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. Just get your exclusive prize every time you open a package of P.E.P. Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
When Clark Kent, as Superman, captured a man hired by Carl Schroeder, an undercover agent, he knew definitely that Schroeder had killed Dr. Chi Wan for the 6 precious jade dragon's teeth, owned by the Chinese scholar and art dealer. Knowing that Schroeder is now in possession of all 10 of the jade teeth, said to hold the secret of everlasting life, Kent investigated further and learned that the murderous fascist agent had already left town. Reasoning that Schroeder would make a beeline for China, the only place in the world where the rare herbs indicated by symbols on the jade teeth are to be found, Kent, accompanied by Lois Lane, boarded a westbound plane, hoping to intercept their quarry before he could leave California for the Orient. As our story continues today, we join Lois and Kent aboard an airliner. Listen.
You know, Clark, I was just thinking that unless we can prove Carl Schroeder has something to do with Chiwan's murder, we're just wasting time and money making this trip.
What about the 10 jade teeth, Lois?
Oh, that, I think, is a fairy tale. Certainly you don't believe that jade teeth are endowed with magic properties.
I don't know. There may be more to it than you think, though. The Chinese, in many respects, are remarkable people. After all, they did discover gunpowder centuries ago. This may be another amazing discovery that has remained a secret for thousands of years.
Well, I'm from Missouri. You've got to show me. What happened?
We hit an air pocket. It's getting a little rough. You better fasten the safety belt.
Okay.
We'll probably find good weather further up. They usually do.
Gosh, I hope so. God!
Don't worry. We're just pitching and tossing a little.
I'd feel a lot better if there were more passengers on board.
Just two other men up front. Oh, really, Lois? There's nothing. Hey, that was a bad one. That's funny. I thought I heard someone fall. Wait here. I'll be right back, Lois.
No, don't leave me, Clark. Please, I'm frightened.
Now, just you sit tight. Nothing can happen. I want to see what happened there.
Turn back.
I like the sound of those motors. They're missing. Hey, conk out. We'll crack up. Yeah, I better take a hand at Superman.
First, out with the light. Where's that switch? Now, here it is. Now, off with these clothes.
Clark! Clark! Where are you?
Right here, Lois. I'll be right with you.
Oh. The only emergency exit is in the pilot's room up in the nose of the ship. Better get up there fast. There we are. All set now. Hope Lois doesn't see me as I pass her seat. Well, here goes.
Okay. Holy smokes, Bill, it's Superman.
That's right, and I'm here to help. Guilty. You'll never land this plane in one piece.
Wait, how'd you get on the ship?
Don't be a gag, Joe. I don't believe he is Superman.
Look, this is no time for gagging.
Man, it isn't. I don't know what your game is.
Look, but... Joe, get him out of my way in a hurry. I need you here.
Now, wait a minute.
All right, mister. You asked for it.
Sorry I had to do that, but it's a matter of life and death. Now, you listen to me.
Now, get away from here.
Put that gun down.
All right, sweet dreams, Captain.
Okay. Uh-oh. She's in a spin. Hope I haven't waited too long. The altimeter. 7,000 feet. 6,500. Where's that emergency exit? Oh, here it is. I have to get under her before she cracks up. There. That does it. Door's open. Not a squeeze through. Out. Out. And away.
Freaking out, Superman dives under the stricken plane, now only a scant few hundred feet above the ground. Braces his shoulders beneath the fuselage, and carrying the 50-ton ship like any other man would carry a sack of grain, heads for a nearby meadow. Shortly after, again in his guise of Clark Kent, we find him in a small town hotel, where Lois has just regained consciousness.
What happened, Clark? Did we crash?
No, we got down all right.
Oh, thank heaven. Where are we now?
We're in a hotel 5 miles from where the plane came down. Lois, look, I've got to go on, and I don't think you're in any condition to travel. Certainly not by plane.
But there's a storm. Planes can't be flying. How can you...
I've arranged for a private ship.
Well, you can't fly in weather like this, Clark. It's suicide.
Don't you worry. We'll get through. You'd better spend the night here and take a train back east in the morning.
Well, all right, if you insist.
I think it's best, Lois. Tell Mr. White I'll call him the moment something breaks, huh? So long.
Okay, goodbye, and good luck, Clark.
Thanks, Lois. True that it's an ill wind that doesn't blow somebody some good. If that transport plane hadn't run into trouble, I never would have gotten away from Lois. Now I'll be able to reach Frisco ahead of Schroeder. Ah, here we are. Here comes the elevator. A lobby, please.
Now, a Superman, he's waiting at San Francisco when Schroeder arrives. But unknown to him, two bright, beady eyes are following him. The eyes of Carl Schroeder. Suddenly, the murderous fascist agent turns and speaks to the sallow-skinned henchman at his side.
Did you see the man who just passed through the lobby, Manfred?
Yes.
I may be wrong, but he looked very much like that newspaper reporter. Kent, I think his name was. Remember, I told you about him.
If it is Kent, how did he find out we were here? In the city? At this hotel?
That's what bothers me. Can't possibly know I decided to stop off here for a few days. In case we were being followed.
Maybe you are mistaken.
Possibly. You wait here. We'll see if he's checked in.
I beg your pardon, but is there a Mr. Kent registered?
I'll see. No, we have no Mr. Kent.
Are you sure? He's a newspaper reporter from the East.
I'm sorry, but did you say newspaper reporter?
Yes, from the Daily Planet.
We have a young lady reporter registered, Miss Lane of the Daily Planet.
Oh.
She was a passenger on a plane that made a forced landing. Now that you speak of it, there was a gentleman with her, and I think his name was Kent. He didn't register.
I see. What room is Miss Lane in?
Miss Lane, 507.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I was right, Manfred. It was Kent.
That's bad. What do we do?
I have an idea. Kent is not registered, but another reporter is, a young lady. Follow me. Into this elevator.
Fifth floor, please.
What are we going to do?
Listen closely. The girl, her name is Lois Lane, is in room 507. Let's find out what she and Kent are doing here. Pretend I'm a friend of Kent's while you remain here in the hall. He returns before I'm through, leading away on some pretext. Understand?
Perfectly.
Ah, here we are.
Good. When I'm finished with her, we will know how to proceed.
Leaving his henchman to guard against Kent's possible return, Carl Schroeder proceeds to Lois Lane's room. In just a moment, we'll return for the climax of today's episode. But first, here is your announcer.
You know, the other day, I saw a certain young lady practically dance a jig. She was that excited when she got her first comic button in this wonderful new second series Kellogg's Pep is putting out. She's sure hepped up about the big news of this second series. And no wonder. First off, it means you get double the fun of collecting these snappy-looking buttons and pinning them on your jacket or your dress or cap and swapping duplicates with your pal. Then, these new second series comic buttons seem to be almost better looking than ever. The brilliant colors, red and blue and yellow and black, show up like anything against the gleaming white background. Boy, the pictures of your funny paper favorites really stand out. Take Olive Oil, for instance, in her bright red dress with a ruffle around her neck and the slick-backed hairdo. And Superman himself. Boy, that button is a real humdinger. And so are all the others. What's more, they're easy to get. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. But you'll find an exciting comic button, an exclusive prize, every time you open a package of P.E.P. Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
With Clark Kent en route to San Francisco as Superman, Lois Lane is alone in her hotel room, completely unaware of the danger that threatens her now as Carl Schroeder knocks on her door.
Who's there?
Miss Lane?
Yes?
This is a friend of Mr. Kent's.
Oh, just a moment, please.
How do you do, Miss Lane? May I come in? My name is Jones. I met Mr. Kent in the lobby. He's an old friend of mine.
But I...
Thank you. Mr. Kent said you had a rather frightening experience. Your plane was forced down.
Yes, it was terrible. But look here, Mr.
How long do you and Mr. Kent expect to stay here?
Well, Clark's left already. He's on his way to the coast. I'm returning east by train tomorrow.
Oh, Mr. Kent is on his way to the coast?
Yes, didn't he tell... Did you say that your name was Jones?
Yes, Edward Jones.
If your name is Jones, what are the initials CS doing on that handkerchief in your breast pocket?
Why?
I know who you are. You're Carl Schroeder.
Put down that phone.
Operator.
Put it down, I said.
Operator.
Now, pick it up and tell the operator it was a mistake.
No.
Do as I say. Go on. Tell the operator it was a mistake.
Never mind, operator. It was a mistake.
Good. Hang up. Fine. Now, Miss Lane, since we know each other, we're going to have a very confidential talk, you and I. A very confidential talk. Down.
Smiling, Carl Schroeder makes himself comfortable on a chair facing Lois Lane as the girl reporter suddenly becomes aware of her grave predicament. With Superman now hundreds of miles away, how can Lois alone outwit the cunning fascist agent? Will Schroeder be able now to get away with the precious jade teeth? Be sure to be with us again Monday, same time, same station, for another thrilling episode in the mystery of the dragon's teeth in The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Fellas and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature, appearing in Superman DC Publications. Give a hip hip hooray, gang. It's back. For you and me, now there's Kellogg's famous variety. That's the swell variety carton with 10 separate generous packages of Kellogg's cereals, including Kellogg's Pep, Rice Krispies, Shredded Wheat, Corn Flakes, Crumbles, and 40% Bran Flakes. Each box in Kellogg's variety holds a fresh, crisp, heaping portion. Just help yourself to your favorite kind. Makes breakfast a picnic of fun, so ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety right away. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.